请一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来分享约珥书的信息。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue studying the message in the book of Joel.
我们来唱赞美诗。英文跟那个又不一样。我们唱85首好了。
Let's sing 185。
我们在上一堂跟大家一起分享有关约珥书全书可以分成三大段。
Now last session we shared how the book of Joel can be divided into three sections.
从第一章一到第二章的十七节这个是第一段。
The first section runs from the beginning to chapter 2 verse 17.
好，那我们就先来看这一段。
So we'll first focus on this section.
这一段，向我们谈到的是，当时先知所见有关这个蝗虫灾害它的严重。
The first section talks about the severity of the plague of locusts that came upon the land of Israel.
以及先知预言到，这个将要有敌人入侵了，就像蝗虫一样。
As well as a prophecy of a future invasion by an enemy that will be just like a plague of locusts.
所以他劝当时的这个百姓要向神来悔改。
So the prophet urged his listeners to repent.
那我们先来看这个约珥书的第一章第一节。
So let's turn to chapter 1 verse 1.
那第一节告诉我们这个约珥他的这个背景。
The first verse talk about brief background of the prophet Joel.
他是有神的话临到的先知。
The word of the Lord came to this prophet.
他是传达神话语的人。
He's a person who spoke the words of God.
神的工人要有神的话语。
The workers of God must speak the words of God.
以利这个老祭司以利他年老了，眼睛昏花，神的默示稀少。
If we recall during the time of Prophet Eli, when he was old, his eyes were blind and the words of God were few.
那原因在于他尊重自己的儿子，过于尊重神。
The reason was because he showed more.He deferred to his sons over God.
那约珥的名字既然是主是神呢
？Since Joel's meaning of his name is the Lord is God.
那更应当要活出他的名字，实至名归的意义来。
Then he must live his life as a testimony to the meaning of his name.
那今天我们都称自己是基督徒。
Today we all declare ourselves to be Christians.
什么是基督徒？
What does it mean to be a Christian?
就是耶稣基督的门徒。
It means for us to be disciples of Jesus.
那我们有没有活出耶稣基督的这个样式来？
Have we lived out the likeness of Jesus?
我们有没有耶稣基督的话语？
Do we speak the words of Jesus?
有没有他的信息？
Do our words contain his message?
所以我们从约珥先知让我们想到我们自己的身份。
So when we look at the Prophet Joel, it should remind us of our status.
那接下来就谈到这个蝗虫的灾害跟旱灾。
The next, they go on to talk about the plague of locusts as well as the drought.
这是一个空前绝后、前所未有的灾害。
This is something that had never occurred before in such severity.
也是先知希望。这个当时的百姓能够向他们后代子孙来见证的。
And it's something that the prophet wanted his listeners to pass down to future generations.
这么严重的一个灾害从来没有发生过。
The fact that there was this terrible calamity that has never occurred before.
所以要当时的这个百姓把这个事情传给儿子，儿子传给孙子，孙子传给后代。
He wanted the listeners to tell their children about it and let their children tell their children.
来记住神给他们的管教。
So they will always remember the chastisement from God.
有时候我们在想哈，想说我们，好像也像当时的以色列百姓一样哦，有时候经常受管教，但是啊，过没多久就忘记了。
You may be like the Israelites back then, even though we receive rebuke and chastisement from God, we oftentimes forget about it soon down the road.
哦，所以也不断在重复犯错。
So we often find ourselves committing the same mistakes.
所以我们也真的需要哈，把我们不单是从神领受的恩典哦。我们从神领受那边的管教，也应当哦传给我们的孩子，孩子传给孙子。
So we should not only share the blessings of God with other people, but also share the punishments that we receive from God.
啊，爷爷哦，以前不遵守安息生日，被神管教。
Because oh, Grandpa, when I forgot to observe the Sabbath, I was punished by God.
哦，爸爸都不十一奉献了，被神管教。
And as a father, I forgot to get tithe, and I was punished by God.
哦，推卸圣工啊，被神管教。
I passed up holy work, and I was punished by God.
哦，让我们后代子孙呢、啊、都能够记住哦我们的失败，不会重蹈覆辙。
So that our descendants will remember our plight and heed our warnings.
好、哦，那这个一章的四节啊，哦，谈到说这个。茧虫剩下蝗虫来吃，蝗虫剩下男子来吃，男子剩下的马蚱来吃。
In verse 4 says, what the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. What the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten.
哦，我们在上一堂有说过，哦，这个有些参考资料讲的是四种不同的蚱蜢，哦，不，蝗虫。
Some sources say that these are four different types.Species of locusts.
哦，那也有人说这个是蝗虫哦的四种哦，在成长过程当中四种不同的形态。
Others say that these are just represent four different phases in the lifespan of a locust.
哦，那谁先谁后啊？这个又各个说法又不一样。
And what comes first, what comes later, there are different interpretations.
哦，其实这个都不是。这个经文要表达的重点。
But that's not the point of this verse.
这个经文要表达的重点就是彻底的毁灭。
The point of this verse is that the destruction of the locust was complete.
哦，这个灾形容这个灾害哦，哦的这个严重性。
To illustrate the severity of this plague.
哦，没有剩下任何的东西啊。
That there was nothing left for the people to eat.
哦，这个哦是这一个经文哦。最主要要表达的。
This is the point that this verse is trying to make.
哦，那既然哦这个蝗虫的灾害这么样的严重
，And since this plague of locusts was so severe.
哦，先知啊，哦在第五节说那个酒醉的人要清醒哭泣。
Verse 5 it says, "Awake, you drunkards, and weep."
哦，好酒的人要哀嚎啊。
And wail, all you drinkers of wine.
因为哦从你们的口中断绝的了。
Because of the new wine has been cut off from your mouth.
哦，那还形容哦，第六节、第七节。
And it goes on to describe in verses 6 and 7.
哦，形容这个哦，这个蝗虫哦的灾害哦，非常的严重。
Of the severity of the plague of locusts.
哦，就好像啊，狮子的牙齿。
The plague was as stinging as the teeth of a lion.
哦，又强大又无数。
It was great and without an innumerable.
哦，毁坏的葡萄树，哦，啊，剥了这个无花果树的皮啊。
And laid waste to the vine and ruined the fig tree.
哦，这个形容这个蝗虫过境之后啊，留下一片的残破。
It described the trail of destruction that the locusts left in their wake.
哦，那就好像这个哦，这个敌人哈侵略之后哈。留下来的、哦、这个凄惨的景象。
It shows the carnage of the aftermath of the plague.、
哦、那这边特别指出说酒醉的人要哭泣、哦、
In describing the people who should be wept, the drunkards are singled out.、
哦、其实这里、哦、并不是单单指着、啊、这个喝酒而已。
It's not just referring to people who consume excessive alcohol.
哦，在这个世界上会让人沉迷，会让人迷醉的哦，不单只是酒啊。
In reality, there are a lot of things that can cause us to go into spiritual stupor, not just alcohol.
哦，有人呢沉迷在这个哦这个赌博啦，哦毒品啦，这个都是。
Some people get drunk on gambling or drugs.
哦，有人沉迷在这个情欲。哦、沉迷在这个、这个物质的追求。
Some people get drunk on porn or worldly pursuits.
哦、这个 小弟这一次、去到这个厄瓜多去、啊。
In my past visit to Ecuador.
哦、那边有个弟兄啊，哦、托我们这边、替他带了一个。iPhone 第四代。
There was a brother who stole.
好，托我们这边的弟兄哦，替他买了一个 iPhone 4哦，啊，要小弟帮他带过去啊，带到厄瓜多。
There was a brother who wanted us to buy iPhone 4 for him and then bring it to him.
哦，才刚刚拿到哦，就在问说啊。那个土豪机土豪机，什么是土豪机？知不知道？哦，这个去年中国大陆啊，哦，这个最流行的这个字其中一个叫做土豪。什么是土豪？暴发户了，哦，突然有钱的那种叫土豪，没有水准只有钱那种叫土豪。
So then he started asking me about a term about a Chinese term about the.Somebody who got rich, who that means that somebody who got rich overnight.
哦，那个 iPhone 5哦，就被称作叫做土豪机啊，因为就是那种人在用的。
And he described how the iPhone 5 is used by the up and coming wealthy people in China.
哦，因为他们就是要用那最先进的东西。
Because these new rich people want to have the latest gadgets.
还有问我说这个周传道，你们美国那个 iPad 现在多少钱一个
？And he asked me, Pastor, how about the iPad? What's the cost of the latest model?
我说我不晓得的，我那个电脑我帮你到 Amazon 看一下好了。
And I said, I don't know. I can look it up on Amazon for you.
就 iPad 打下去。什么第一代、第二代？我说你是在问第几代的
？And then all the different generations of iPads came up in the search and asked which generation are you looking at?
他说那个最新的叫做什么 iPad Air 是吧
？And he said I'm looking for the iPad Air.
我都因为我没有用，我也不晓得什么东西、啊。
And since I don't use these type of things, I had no idea what he was referring to initially.
我说这个你会用吗
？And I asked him, Do you know?How to use this? Do you have a use for it?
哦，那其实 Apple 现在的东西哦，这个一代跟一代之间呢、啊，差不了什么功能哦，没有多大的变化。
Because the truth is, that's the differences between different generations of iPhones and iPads are growing smaller and smaller, anyways.
哦，我们基督徒不应该去追求这个什么第几代第几代哦。
So we as Christians should not obsess over getting the latest generation of electronic gadgets.
你那很多功能都不会用啊，你拿那个最新的要干什么
？If you don't even know how to use many of the functions on there, what's the point of getting those?
哦，说周传道、啊，你不晓得啊，我上次到那个地方啊，哦，那个某某人呢、啊，给他那个三岁的孙子哦，这个 iPhone 第四代最新的在地上当汽车刷。
That's And he said to me, Pastor, you don't understand. I went to a place where I saw somebody who gave the three-year-old kid an iPhone 4 to play with it as if it's a toy car.
我说，我们不要跟他们一样。
And I say, we should not learn to be like them.
哦，但是隔天啊，周传道，你明年如果再来哦，帮我带台土豪机好不好？还是忘不了了。
But the next day, he still said to me, Pastor,The next time you return, can you bring me the latest model?
哦，那可见说很多人呢、啊、沉迷在哦 这种物质上的追求。
So we can see that a lot of people who are so mentally focused on gaining material goods.
哦，不一定是自己需要。
They don't get it necessary because they need them.
哦，但是就是哦，随着这个潮流哦，被潮流所带动、所影响。
But rather because they want to keep up with the latest fads.
这也是另外一种的哦，一种的这个酒醉啊。
This is another type of drunkenness.
哦，所以。我们想想看哦，我们是不是醉酒的人
？So, let's reflect on ourselves. Are we drunk on something?
哦，如果我们也是啊，我们就应该要听听哦，约珥先知的警告。
If that is so, we should heed the warning given here.
哦，啊，如果当这个灾难临到的时候
，So that when disaster comes upon us.
哦，当这个饥荒来到的时候
，When we face famine.
哦，那么在美国，当然我们很难去感受到什么叫饥荒哦。
In the U.S., it's hard to experience what a famine is like.
哦，你到超市去呀、啊，哇，这个成堆的这个食物啊，任凭你挑。
Because we go to the supermarkets, they are stocked with food.
哦，在物质上，哦，我们很难感受到所谓的饥荒缺乏。
Materials-wise, it's hard for us to experience what it's like to be lacking.
哦。啊、但是我们在心灵上会不会、哦、深受这个饥荒跟缺乏的、哦、这个啃食啊
？But do we ever experience in our hearts what's it like to have a spiritual famine upon us？
哎，我们来看阿摩斯书啊。
Let's turn to the book of Amos。
阿摩斯书的八章十一节。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11。
八章十一节说、主神说日子将到我必命饥荒降在地上人饥饿非因无饼干渴非因无水乃因不听神的话
Behold the days are coming says the Lord God that I will send a famine on the land not a famine of bread not a thirst for water but of hearing the words of the Lord、
哦、我们是不是在心灵里头、哦、感受到这个虚空感受到饥渴
Do we feel emptiness within our hearts or spiritual thirst?
哦、啊、任凭这个物质、哦、也弥补不了也填不满
Something that cannot be filled with material goods、
哦、或许我们缺少就是神的生命之道
Maybe what we're lacking is the words of life、
哦、那当我们在信仰生活上、哦、在信仰的生命里头、哦、发现说我们越来越饥渴
When we find ourselves growing more and more thirsty spiritually
我们就应当 要停下脚步来
We should stop、
哦、来思考说是什么原因让我们陷入到心灵饥荒的这个境况
And ponder about what is it that led us toThe condition we're in spiritually.
我有多久没有读圣经啊
How long has it been since I last read the Bible?
哦，我有多久没有哦这个啊、定期聚会
？How long has it been since I joined service regularly?
我有多久没有拨忙参加哦这个教会的讲习进修
？How long has it been since I set aside time to join church seminars?
哦，以至于啊，哦我的生命里头啊，哦觉得很。哦，这个，哦啊，灵命上没有力量。
How is it that I find myself not having enough spiritual strength inside of me?
哦，处在一种不冷不热的这种无力感当中。
And you find yourself feeling lukewarm and unable to really do anything spiritually.
哦，所以也许啊，我们在这个物质上没有感觉到饥荒，但是在心灵上。或许我们正处于饥荒的状态。
We may not have a famine on material things, but we may have a famine in our spirituality.
哦，没有办法让我们呢、啊、能够应付这个世代的变迁哦跟堕落。
And this makes us unable to withstand the pressures from the evil things of the world.
哦，这个也是我们要去思考。
And this is something that we should ponder about.
哦。那还有、哦 有人在物质上会觉得好像哦，这个工作的时间加长，但是啊，收入老是不够用。
And there are others who, despite working additional amounts of times, still find themselves feeling like they don't have make enough money to spend.
好像啊，都快要遇到饥荒了。
And they feel like they are on the verge of a so-called famine.
这个我们也要想一想，是什么原因啊？让我们在物质上得不到神的祝福。
And then we need to think about what is it that causes us to not feel blessed spiritually about our material possessions.
不是我们不努力啊。
It's not that we don't work hard enough.
但是啊，总是有很多的意外。
But yet we still find ourselves dealing with various unexpected difficulties.
无形当中啊，流走了我们辛苦所得着的。
And we find ourselves unexpectedly losing some of the material things we had gained.
我们来看诗篇哦。
Let's turn to Psalms.
诗篇的127。
Psalm 127.
第一节。
Verse 1.
127篇的第一节。
Psalm 127, verse 1.
若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
那我们再来看另外一处经文。
Let's read another passage.
哈该书。
Haggai.
第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书一章第五节。
Haggai chapter 1, verse 5.
五节，现在万军之神如此说，你们要省察自己的行为。六节，你们撒的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Five, therefore thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Six, you have so much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink.You close yourselves, but no one is warm, and he who earns wages, you put into a bag with holes.
这个两个地方的经文都在提醒我们一个事实啊。
Both of these verses remind us of this reality.
尽管呢，我们尽我们人的本分。
The reality that in spite of our utmost efforts,
我们努力的工作，我们费心的筹划。
Despite how hard we work and how hard we plan.
但是如果没有神的保守啊，
If God's not with us.
没有神的保护啊，
And he is not there to protect us.
就算我们能够计划一万，但是啊，却总是有那个万一的发生。
We might plan many things, but we end up missing the special circumstance that ruin us.
让我们呢、这个损失、让我们呢、这个在物质上、缺乏。
And this causes us to experience losses and cause ourselves to be lacking.
所以我们也应当、要来省察我们自己。
So we should learn to examine ourselves.
我们是不是、只单靠自己，没有靠神
？Do we rely only on ourselves and not God?
以至于我们在物质上。也落进了饥荒的这个境况。
So that we end up finding ourselves materially lacking.
所以、在这边、约珥先知、在提醒当时的人去思考。
So here the prophet Joel reminds us to examine ourselves.
为什么他们会遇到这么大的灾难
？He wanted the people at the time to figure out why are they experiencing this great calamity.
让他们陷入到这个生活、的这个饥荒的危机里面。
That they have fallen into danger in their livelihoods.
那接下来、这个第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
就要大家反省了。
He wanted everyone to meditate and reflect.
要这个、服侍神的祭司要悲哀。
He wanted the priests to mourn.
因为这个蝗灾、旱灾，让五谷啊、果树啊都毁坏了。
Because the drought and the locusts have reduced all plants to nothing.
以至于啊，要献祭用的这个祭物啊，也缺乏了。
To the point that even the items used to make offerings are lacking.
这个是因为这个饥荒所造成的。
All this was the result of the great famine.
也要这个农夫啊，还有修理葡萄的葡萄园的悲哀。
And he wanted the farmers and vine dressers to be ashamed of themselves.
他们赖以为生的这个粮食啊，都断绝了。
Because all the crops that they had cultivated are all ruined.
所有人的喜乐啊，也断绝了。
And the joy that comes with those crops are gone as well.
那十三节啊开始就是要劝告这个要禁食，要痛悔，要向神哀求。
And in verse 13, it begins a message for the people to repent and to fast.
为了这个他们所遇到的这个饥荒啊，来向神来哀求。
And for them to cry out to God over this famine.
可见啊，有时候这个灾难是出自于神的一种刑罚。
So we can see that these disasters are the results of God's punishment.
所以先知要百姓啊，要召开要祭司召开严肃会。
So he wanted the people to call a sacred assembly.
要禁食，要向神悔改祷告。
To consecrate a fast and to cry out to the Lord.
很多时候我们遭遇到困难也好病痛也好。
A lot of times we may encounter difficulties or illnesses.
也是啊迫使我们能够做深入的自我的检讨的时候。
And there are a good time for us to set apart time to reflect on ourselves.
让我们重新思考我们自己的这个生活，我们的信仰。
So that we can think about our past lives and our faith.
所以受苦啊，对我们是有益处的。
So suffering for us Christians comes with benefits.
就像以赛亚书所说的，神用艰难困苦当饼当水给我们吃，给我们喝。
And it said in Isaiah that the Lord gave us the bread and water of affliction and suffering.
但是啊。我们的教师就不再隐藏了。
But when that happens, our teachers are no longer hidden.
他会告诉我们或向左，或向右走在神的正道上面。
And when we want to turn to the left or the right, our teachers will tell us that the way to walk.
当我们遇到困难，遇到失败，遇到病痛，还是要感谢神的。
When we come upon difficulties and defeats and pain, we will be able to walk on.
那先知也提醒当时的百姓，要因着饥荒向神来求告。
And the prophet wanted the people to use this opportunity of a famine to call on the Lord.
求神来赦免，求神来帮助。
To ask him for help and mercy.
那从第二章这个第一节到十七节。
In chapter 2, from verse 1 to 17.
这个先知以这个蝗虫的入侵来做出悔改的劝告。
The prophet used the invasion of locusts as a call for repentance.
要百姓这个明白神的这个审判将到。
He wanted to remind the people that the judgment of God is coming.
将会有严重的灾祸临到。
There will be a great calamity to come.
那二节二章的二节三节谈到这个蝗虫所带来的这个可怕像黑云一样吃尽了一切的这个植物。
In verse 2 and 3, it talks about the great destruction of the locusts, how it's like a black cloud that attack.
又像这个大火一样啊，之前像伊甸园，那过后啊，像荒凉的旷野。
It is a fire like a fire that consumes all things. So a landscape looks like the Garden of Eden is left looking like nothing but ruins.
那四到九节哦，形容这个蝗虫入侵的这个景况，非常的生动活泼。
And verses 4 to 9, it uses a lot of metaphors to describe the nature of this great invasion of locusts.
那从第十节到十一节。
So if we look at verses 10 and 11.
这是谈到大而可畏的日子将来到。
And mentions about a very great and terrible day that is coming.
那也借着这个大而可畏的日子的来到在预告将来在末期要临到世界的灾难。
And it also represents the type of calamity that the last day of this world will be like.
那从二章的十二节开始。
Starting from verse 12.
就勉励当时的这个百姓要撕裂心肠不要撕裂衣裳。要归向主他们的神，因为神有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且会后悔不降所说的灾。
From verse 12 onward is a call to repentance with words that include, so rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness.
那15到17节甚至要定出禁食这个悔改的日子来。
And in verses 15 to 17, the prophet wanted people to consecrate a period of fasting.
要所有的这个以色列百姓都要向神来禁食悔改。
So that all the Israelites would repent to the Lord.
以免被这个列国外邦的人来讥笑说你们的神在哪里。
So that they will not be made to look like fools before the Gentiles who will mock them, saying, "Where is your God?"
当我们遇到这个困难灾祸的时候
，So when calamities and difficulties arrive,
以及我们遇到顺境平安的时候
，Or we face times of peace,
哪一种比较容易说我们的神在哪里？
Which circumstance is easier for scoffers to say, "Where is your God?"
当然我们想说，当然是顺境、成功、平安的时候，比较容易讲啊。你看，我们信耶稣多好。
Of course, when we face times of great prosperity, it'll be easy to say to others, "Look, this is what the Lord God has given me."
你看我们那个房子盖起来的。
Look at this great house that we are building.
我们存款增加了。
Look at the amount of savings we are stocking up.
我们又买车。
And look at the new car we just bought.
你看我们这个心想事成，什么都好。
Anything that we wanted, we are able to get.
你看我们的神在这里。
So you can see clearly that God is indeed with us.
但如果反过来呢？
But what the opposite occurs?
又生病。
We find ourselves sick.
事业又失败。
And we lose our career.
要什么没什么。
What we wanted, we cannot gain.
那这个时候我们要怎么讲说我们的神在这里？
Then how do we say to others that we still got God with us?
我们怎么样向人家证明说我们的神在这里？
How do we prove that our God is still with us?
所以这个让我们想到两件事情。
This should call to mind two things.
如果是因为我们犯了错得罪神。
If all this occurred because we had sinned against God.
以至于让我们的神蒙羞。
And cause him to be ashamed of us.
让这个未信主的人嘲笑我们说信什么耶稣？你们的神在哪里啊？
And made us to be laughing stocks before unbelieving peers.
那真的我们是愧对神，要向神悔改。
Then the blame falls on us, and we need to repent to God.
但如果不是的话
，But if that is not the case,
是神为了要提升我们的信仰。
And God had costly things to happen to us in order to elevate our faith.
允许我们遭遇失败、患难、挫折。
And does he allow us to experience failures and calamities and difficulties?
哦，就算我们遇到没有信主人嘲笑我们说：“你们的神在哪里呀？”
Even if unbelievers mock us for the lack of God's providence,
哦，我们呢、啊、更能够啊，哦，向他们做见证。
We will have an even more powerful testimony to give to them.
哦，我遭遇到这么多的患难、失败、挫折，我仍然还能够站立得住，更显示我们的神在这里。
We can say to them, "Yes, all these bad things that have happened to us, but look at me. I'm still holding on to the faith. Doesn't that prove that I have a God that I believe in?"
哦，所以一个真正的信仰哦，是超越顺境跟逆境的。
So a genuine faith would transcend all of physical triumphs and failures.
哦，能够啊，哦，让我们经得起这个未信者的人的哦的质疑跟挑战。
And we'll be able to withstand the challenges from our unbelieving peers.
哦，这个是第一段哦。
This is the message from the first section.
哦，先知啊，借着这个蝗虫的灾害，哦，来勉励当时的这个选民啊。要向神来悔改进食。
The prophet wanted to use the calamity of the locusts and famine to remind the people.
哦，这个悔改并不是一个表面的。
And the repentance that the people should have should not be simply superficial.
哦，所以先知要他们不要撕裂衣裳，要撕裂心肠。
This is why the prophet said to them that they should not tear the outer garments, but rather tear their hearts.
哦，同样的禁食祷告也应当是真实的了。
And the fast that they consecrate should be genuine as well.
哦，不应该是那个进口不进心，一个表面一个例行公事。
It should not just be an act of formality that is outward for people to see only.
哦，实际上并不离开罪恶。
Because if it's only superficial, it cannot lead us away from sin.
神不会理会这样的禁食。
God will not look upon this type of fasting.
哦，所以只要是啊，哦，我们诚心的悔改。
But if we repent with our hearts.
哦，压伤的芦苇神不折断，将残的灯火神不吹灭。
God will not break a bent reed, and He will not snuff out a flickering lamp.
哦，忧伤痛悔的心哦，神不轻看。
God will not look down upon a repentant and saddened heart.
神要的就是这个忧伤痛悔的心。
Because that is what God wanted from us.
哦，所以啊，这个当时啊，虽然啊，他们遭遇到这个蝗虫的灾害。
So even though the people had underwent this great calamity of the locusts.
哦，那借着这个灾害，先知勉励当时的这个百姓啊，哦，要来思想。
The prophet used this opportunity to urge the people to reflect.
为什么会遇到这个事情？
And ask, why is it that they have underwent this terrible situation?
哦，为什么会哦这个粮食缺乏？
Why do they find themselves lacking?
哦啊，进而向神来认罪悔改。
And they should take the opportunity to repent.
哦，相信神是有恩典有慈爱的。
Because the Lord is full of love and grace.
哦，不轻易发怒。
He is not easily angered.
哦，必会后悔啊，他所降的灾啊。
And he would relent from the calamities that he had created.
哦，啊，会啊，将他的平安哦，这个恩典啊，再度的留给我们。
And resume the peace and blessings that he had given us.
哦，这是第一段的主要内容。
This is the main content of the first section.
我想我们晚上就跟大家谈到这里。
So we'll discuss this section, the book of Joel to this point.
我们可以去思考。
We can use this as an opportunity to think.
我们今天有没有遇到饥荒？
Do we find ourselves in spiritual famine?
在这个物质上也好，在我们灵性上也好。
Does this famine manifest itself only spiritually, or are there physical signs as well?
哦，我们是不是感觉到缺乏？
Do we find ourselves feeling lacking?
哦，那又是什么原因呢？
And what's the reason for it?
哦，造成我们在灵命上或在物质上的缺乏。
What's it that caused us to be lacking spiritually and physically?
哦，这个可以让我们去思考哦。
This is something for us to reflect on.
那还有哦，就是怎么样哦哦才是哦不撕裂衣裳哦撕裂心肠的这个悔改。
What is a repentance that rends our hearts and not just our garments?
哦，那神要的是忧伤痛悔的心。
What God wants is a heart full of sadness and repentance.
那我们要怎么样哦啊来向神表达我们的忧伤痛悔
？And how should we express our guilt and our repentance?
哦，那啊最后就是哦我们呢、啊、要怎么样在我们生活周遭能够让神得荣耀
？And finally, how do we glorify our God with our lives?
哦，不至于呀、啊，哦让人。因着我们的失败、哦啊、来质疑我们的神在哪里
and not cause our failures to be a reason for unbelievers to mock our faith、
哦、这个、啊、可以作为我们、哦啊、在讨论也好、哦、我们自我、啊、这思想也好、哦、的方向
and these are things that we can discuss in groups or reflect within our own minds、
哦、那我想我们这一节就跟大家一起学习到这里。
So we'll conclude our section here.
我们有没有问题
？Are there any questions?
没有的话，我们就一起默祷。
And now let's pray in silence.